Frank.
Can it's just one reminder of where we are in relation to the fallout of the local political scene?
Yeah, I think what the Secretary of State did yesterday was put into effect a budget if the politicians don't agree to set up an executive by June the 29th. And you have to say that one of the things that he's done is he said, look, there's 42 million not spent here, not allocated, because that was agreed after the assembly fell apart and the executive fell apart. But that money's there if you get your act together. And I suppose the general wisdom would be that the bulk of that money would go in to education. So I don't think you could say it was a bribe, but certainly it's another nudge for the politicians to try and get their act together.
Is there any sign of them getting that act together, as you say?
Very difficult, because we're in an election campaign. The parties appear to be more interested in working out deals with other parties, PACs, as they say, to see what the outcome will be in this general election. Very difficult to negotiate during an election campaign, particularly in Northern Ireland, and that fact has been acknowledged by the Secretary of State. Now, on Thursday, James Brokenshire and Charlie Flanagan, the Irish Foreign Affairs Minister, will be in Belfast to meet the parties. I suspect at that stage the talks will be largely paused. I think they will encourage the parties to stay in touch. But the stark political reality is there will be no deal while there's an election campaign going on.
What about within the actual families of unionism and nationalism? We hear about these pacts. They don't seem to be getting any closer to anything significant.
Well, I have to say I would put a health warning on that, Frank, because the nominations don't close until May the 11th. And I think there'll be a bit of toing and froing before then. We already know that the unionists have come to an accommodation in terms of Fermanagh South Tyrone, where Tom Elliott will be the unionist candidate, and in North Belfast, where Nigel Dodds will be given a solo run in terms of unionism. There are other areas where I suspect they will talk again, but I gather that the talks yesterday between Arlene Foster and Robin Swan produced absolutely nothing new.
Yes, and Robin Swan's using terms like arrogance about Arlene Foster. That doesn't sound very positive.
No, and that's politics. I think they were annoyed about the story in the Belfast Telegraph on Monday morning, which suggested that Arlene Foster said that really only the DUP could win South Belfast for unionism, and he felt that really that should have been left until after the discussions had started. I suppose the DUP counter-argument to that as well, on Saturday, the Ulster Unionist Party did endorse Tom Elliott in Fermanagh South Tyrone, and Danny Kinnan indeed in South Antrim.
And where are we with the Nationalist Pact, or as some would describe it, as the anti-Brexit Pact?
Well, I think it's early days with that. I've got a feeling that there's perhaps some way to go with that. But Colm Eastwood in particular has been very careful that it's not painted as a sectarian pact, but I think that's going to be difficult to avoid, although the Green Party seems interested in it. The Alliance Party is not. Now, I think if the Alliance Party came on board, Colm Eastwood and Sinn Féin would see that as a particular coup. But I don't see the Alliance Party moving on that. I think that if there's going to be an agreement, it would probably be between Sinn Féin and the SDLP and the Green Party.
Okay, Ken, thank you very much. Ken Reid, our political editor. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning, 90-333-105. I suppose division, is it in our blood? Are we unified in our desire to understand our past and where we all come from? All of this falling out that we constantly do here.